People in the southern part of Missouri are proud of the movie Winter's Bone, even though it offers a grim portrait of their world. Set in the harsh landscape of the Ozarks, the film traces a young woman's journey as she searches for her father, who faces drug charges and has skipped bail.
Jessup signed over everything. If he doesn't show at trial, see, the way the deal works is y'all gonna lose this place. You got some place to go?
I'll find him.
Girl, I've been looking.
I said I'll find him.
Winter's Bone was shot on a small budget using a mix of local talent and little-known actors. As Missy Shelton of member station KSMU reports, locals are thrilled that the film has been nominated for 4 Academy Awards, including Best Picture.
It's not often that people in the Ozarks have a special reason to celebrate at Oscar time.
I hope you heard the hillbilly screaming because it started early. And I think everybody's real excited about it. Real excited.
Beth Doman is one of the local actors in the film that's based on a novel by Missouri native Daniel Woodrell. Despite its dark story about the drug subculture here, Winter's Bone has been embraced by locals like Mike Dickerson and Leanne Drysdale. They attended a recent celebration of the movie's 4 nominations at a downtown restaurant in Springfield, Missouri.
I've seen it 5 times. Tonight's going to be my 6th. The first time I saw it, I knew it was a winner. The whole cast is just marvelous.
I think you should start the Winter's Bone fan club.
I think I already have.
There was no red carpet surrounded by paparazzi, but local fans did have the chance to meet some of the actors, as well as the musicians featured in the film. Most of them live in the Ozarks, including Meredith Sisko, whose a cappella voice opens the movie.
Way down in Missouri, where I heard this melody. When I was just a little baby on my mama's knee, the old folks were humming, the banjos were strumming.
Because of the film's success, Sisko is trying to get used to requests for her autograph.
I'm Denny Pilot. I'm a fan. And I wonder if you could possibly sign my album.
I can. I don't know if I have the right kind of pen.
Sisko's had to keep pens handy, whether she's traveling throughout the Ozarks, the U.S., or overseas.
Who would have thought? 67 years old, and I'm in a brand new career and going to Italy and Austin, Texas, and New York, and all that stuff. It's not anything at all I expected.
Almost everyone here who loves Winter's Bone talks about the authenticity of the film. From the accents to the scraggly-looking animals, director Deborah Granick shot the film in Missouri so she could capture the details of Ozark's life. She recalls what happened when a shipment of brand-new Carhartt jackets arrived for the actors to wear.
We looked at these brand-new ones without any life, no history. No one had sweated or toiled. No one had stood in a deer stand for 4 godforsaken cold nights in any of these coats.
So the crew gave local residents the new Carhartt jackets in exchange for their worn ones. It's just these kinds of details that ring true for audiences here. Apparently, they've also won over some members of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Though locals are quick to acknowledge that Winter's Bone is a long shot for Best Picture, most say they're still thrilled that the film was nominated at all. For NPR News, I'm Missy Shelton in Springfield, Missouri.